Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've never spoken, like, tried to speak to a girl sober. I mean, obviously you have, but all your mates are going to be listening to your chat and sober as well, like,
oh,
sober
that's
chat.
Hello, and welcome back to Should I Delete That?
Hello. I think Gavin's gone in my teeth. Kicked the sauce in, and I thought, hello, happy Monday. Did you just fart?
I didn't, but it sounded like it, didn't it? These
oh yeah.
Now I can't
now
recreate
you can't
it.
Recreate.
But these benches are super squeaky. And whenever I make the mistake of wearing leather on them, it's not good. I find myself, like, we're speaking to guests, I'm like, I can't move my legs because it's just like.
I like that you wear leather so much that that's a
consideration. Yeah.
Not something that comes up for most people. But life as a dominatrix,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Has its perks.
Stop
and its
being
downfalls,
me.
I understand. Can we share our good?
Yes, we have a joint good.
Oh,
sorry.
Go.
No, you go. No, I don't want to. Go on. Okay. Should we say it together?
Well, how are we going to say it?
Okay, one.
Okay.
One, two, three.
We're doing a live show.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
No one's gonna come.
Oh, God.
Listen to this shit.
It's an absolute disaster. I meant show. We're not doing a live tour, sorry.
No, we want to do a live tour, but it really depends on how the show goes.
Yeah. We're testing the waters with a live show. And yeah, maybe we can take it to tour. How cool would that be?
To tour. We'll take it to tour.
A la Taylor Swift.
Honestly, that's what I'm expecting for the announcement, guys. Truth be told, we wanted to have it ready for today. That would have been good. That would have been organised. That would have been...
Not on brand.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But obviously, it didn't happen. So, this is not the announcement that we thought it was going to be. But it's an announcement of an announcement.
Yeah,
we're wetting your appetite. Do you want to know something, Al? Guess how many people were on the Ticketmaster website when Taylor Swift announced her tickets?
700,000.
That is the saddest underestimation I've ever heard.
I don't...
3.5 billion.
There are not that many people in
billion.
The world.
There are 8 billion people in the world and 3.5 of them were trying to get Taylor
that's
Swift
That's just
tickets.
Not possible. So almost half of people
it is
in the world.
3.5 billion, by all accounts.
Is she that big?
Well, by the account I read. Apparently so. She crashed Ticketmaster. Like, I know we will too.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt. But, yeah, it's
huge. But shit, God, I mean, I've seen it all over
Instagram. She ran so that we could walk.
Yeah, I like that. I enjoy that. We will break the internet, I have no doubt, but... That's a lot of people. Maybe
it's huge.
We might only have 3.5 million, maybe.
That would be sad.
Yeah,
I just
so
need to
sad.
Confirm. Because Alex told me that it was 3.5 billion, but now I'm doubting him. Ticketmaster cancelled Friday's planned ticket sales to the general public for Taylor Swift's 2023 US concert tour. 3.5 billion ticket requests from fans, bots and scalpers overwhelmed the website with demand. So 3.5 billion hits.
Wow.
Just they wait until our tickets come out. But also I'm so happy for Taylor Swift. I'm so happy for her because like everybody fucking hated and shat on her for like ever and ever. And now look.
Yeah, I don't really know the story behind this. Did we not like her and now we do? Is that what's happened?
No, yeah, no one liked her. But this is like, no one liked Taylor Swift because she was like the pretty girl who was always singing about, I mean, she was a bit of a pick me at the beginning. What was that song? She wears short skirts, I wear a t-shirt, she's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. It's like, all right, good for you. Like, but, you know, we're all problematic. Anyway, but
she was young. She was young.
Yeah, she was young. And I think, yeah, like, everybody didn't like her because her music was really girly and silly and whatever. And, like, I think the way the press wrote about her was that she was always, like, with other men and, like, you know, like, always writing about her heartbreak. And, you know, she's just been, because she's been, like, publicly single and dating and, like, she's just given a really, really hard time. And a lot of people didn't like her. But then I was totally one of those people that was like, I don't like her. And then I was like, why don't I like her? And then I sat with it and I was like, it's because the press have literally shat on her forever. Like, every article, it was like, she's, you know, even, she was 19 when Kanye did that thing at the VMAs. And took her.
Was she 19?
Yeah. And it's God. And so, you know, still, like, you know, her reaction was so watched. And it's like, hang on, this isn't her fault. Like, she was just like, oh God, I say things with such confidence on this podcast.
I know. That sounds really young.
She was 19. She was fucking 19. I knew it. And yet I watched the documentary, the Miss America documentary. And when I watched that, I realised, like, she's just had so much unfair pressure on her forever. Anyway, so now I'm like, in the words of Jessie J, who's laughing now, 3.5 billion, baby. Because, you know, then she had, like, the Kardashians and everyone, like, turn against her.
Yeah, and Kanye West.
And it's like, she's a teenager. She's a teenager that just won her first award, and she was so sweet and excited to be up there, and she was just from, like, you know, somewhere in the little cowboy boots.
Nashville. I don't know.
Yeah.
That might have made that up.
We digress. We need to fact check Taylor Swift facts. And we have massively digressed. The point is, guys, we're doing a live show.
We're doing a live show.
And the tickets are going to coming out, like, now, today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Who knows? We're not going to stick a date on it because you'll hold us to it. So this week, tomorrow.
Keep an eye on our Instagram.
We're
aiming for tomorrow, which is Tuesday.
Okay.
And we're sorry that we're like this. Okay. We're sorry that this is what we are like.
But
it's cool. We're dead excited. London, the 12th of November.
No, it's gonna feel like boo.
Oh God,
wrong day.
Monday, the 12th of December. It's gonna feel dead Christmassy. We're gonna have some drinks if you feel like it. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be festive. Actually, we can't promise festive, but we can promise. No, we can't promise fun either.
I'm promising fun. I've been known to break a promise. I'm just going to promise fun and I'm going to hope for the best. It's a venue. If you want to come on your own, come on your own. I think lots of people are going to come on their own. You don't have to bring a friend.
Yeah.
Particularly when they'll be like, no, who are these people? Like, we'd rather you came alone because we don't want anyone feeling left out and everyone's going to look after you. That's the rule. If you want to come, you've got to be really nice to everybody else. And it's just going to be super duper fun. Our mums are coming. Don't know, is your mum coming? My mum's coming. My mum's bringing a friend. She's really excited.
Oh, no, my mum's not, won't be here at the moment at that time, but...
Okay, well, my mum's coming.
Anyone that's coming on their own should DM us on Instagram at should I delete that, and then we could put you in touch with each other so you can come together.
Stunning. Love that.
Because it's not nice to walk in somewhere by yourself.
No, it's the worst.
Together. The venue's so cute. It's so cool. It felt way too cool for us, but not complaining at all.
They also offered us a drum kit. They were like, hey, what do you need? What do you need for the setup? What do you want? Like, mics, chair, whatever. Do you want a drum kit? Do you need a drum kit? I was like, yes. I mean, we have Absolutely a superstar not. Drummer in our midst. It would be really sad not to have one.
I cannot think of anything more awkward and embarrassing. Oh, and now the drum kit comes out and I just go stand over and, like, give the cymbal a smash. Like, it's not happening.
No, don't ruin the surprise. Anyway, guys, that's our good for the week. We have our...
Yes.
We have a live show. And if it goes well, we might take it on tour. If it doesn't, forget you heard that.
This never happened.
Okay, have you got anything bad for me that's actually happened and not just a hypothetical?
No, I've got no bads this week.
Yes!
No, I'm in a good mood.
This ever.
I've got two goods.
I wish I'd call a party popper.
I'm switching out my bad for a good.
Fuck yes.
My other good is that I'm freezing eggs, finally.
Yes, you are.
After so long. Like, I've had my mind made up about doing this for so long, but my body has just not played ball with... irregular periods, cysts, like follicle bleeds. Like it's just been chaos in there, in the womb, the uterus, cervix, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm still confused about the anatomy and the whole process.
The thing that confuses me the most is, what do men have there instead of the womb? I just think about it all the time. I'm like, do you just have empty space?
Oh my God, I've never thought about that.
It all the time. I'm like, whoa. What do you have there?
That has never, ever come into my conscious.
Because it's quite a sizable area. It's got a big womb. You've got two ovaries.
Uterize.
You've got the tube going down, the cervix.
There's
a bunch of
follicles.
Shit there. Yeah. So what do they just have?
Oh my God, I've never considered this.
Empty space, or are all their organs just a bit bigger? Manspreading, that's what they're doing. Their organs are all just manspreading all over the place. Legs akimbo. They've got all this. Women are just so used to just being like little sardines, even in our own bodies, but not them.
I've never thought about
their kidneys are just like splaying out.
I need to see an inside of each body now.
Okay, fine. Yeah, let's just head to George and Thomas's, Guys and Thomas's hospital after this. Hi, out of curiosity. No, we just need two dead bodies, please.
Can I just have a rummage?
Oh, yeah, I just need to have a look. Interesting. Yeah. So, you're freezing your eggs.
Finally doing it. Don't know what the outcome will be. Don't know, and as I'm telling people, just because I am, and you do get a lot of people, like I've had a lot of people saying to you, it's not guaranteed to work, and da, da, da. And I do know
off.
All of that. I know it is really annoying, because I'm just like, I'm in a place where I just want positivity.
Well,
and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but I just want positivity.
How's it been sharing it? Because I didn't think you were good. Well, I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm proud of you, but...
I didn't think I was going to, but do you know what? I've been going a few times for blood tests and scans, and they haven't worked. And I just didn't really want it to be. I felt uncomfortable with the whole thing and it being like a secret.
Yeah.
And also, I've got nothing to hide with it. So, I mean, if this might go completely wrong and I do another one, and I won't want to share it because it's like, I'm getting, you know, I don't know. But it's been like, for the most part, really good, apart from people saying, it's not guaranteed, and like sharing their stories with me.
Oh, the doctor didn't mention that. I didn't do any of my own research. I just showed up. It's not in
my single appointment I have. I get told you've got low ovarian reserve. Like it's not going to be easy. Da, da, da. I'm like, I know. You don't have to tell me that. I know that, but I also don't need to think like that right now. Whilst everything is at the moment okay. So
I'm so proud of you for this mindset. It's so incredibly positive.
Yeah, I do. I feel very positive about it currently, but the 5 a.m. injections start tomorrow, so I might change my mind. So yeah, that's my good. I'm finally like getting going with it, which is great.
And do you feel good, like how are the injections? Because you've been stabbed twice in the evenings so far.
Dave
by your husband.
Like, unflinching. It's weird. Literally,
he's been waiting for this.
He's so stabby and just like so psychopathically calm with it. I don't like it.
He's got those kind of eyes.
He has, hasn't he?
Yeah. Just, he gives off a vibe.
And also, he just like does it, pulls the needles out, and is like, puts it on the side, like, I'm done now. I'm like,
you're gonna take me out for dinner first.
You just put something right
in
me.
Entering me. Just no foreplay.
Punctured
no
me.
No manners.
I know.
No thanks.
Bloody hell. I need to be thanked for this.
Yeah, quite right.
Yeah, it's fine. The injections are fine. Yeah. Yeah, you have to take a steroid in the morning, which is makes me feel a little bit high. But that's fine. It's not the worst.
I think you've been in the best mood the last week or so than I've ever seen.
There you go.
So.
That's what it'll be.
Yeah, we're not going to knock it.
So yeah. So what's your bad? Have you got a bad for us?
Yes, I do. This happened. This is so gross. This is so gross. This is just bad for humanity. It's just a bad planet.
Oh,
okay,
no.
It's a bad place.
Okay.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh.
Also, on the area of vagines. So
yeah.
I saw a La 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 Let Me Explain story last night.
Right.
She shared a TikTok video.
Yeah.
Which is an ad.
Yeah.
For something called.
Oh God.
The drip stick.
Okay.
It's not good.
Oh my God. What's a drip stick?
I'm going to show you.
Sounds like a tampon.
It's way fucking worse than a tampon ad.
Okay.
So the drip stick, the advert is about 85,000 times worse than you might think when I describe this.
Okay.
So I'm going to describe this horrifying object.
Yeah.
And the advert is 85,000 times worse than you think it is.
Really?
It's that bad.
Okay.
So the drip stick.
Yeah.
It's like a lint roller the size of a tampon.
Yeah.
That you put up your fanny.
Yeah.
After you've had sex to absorb?
The semen.
The semen.
No.
I can tell you've been in clinics because you call it the semen, not spunk.
Semen.
But yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my fucking God indeed.
Oh my God.
And I saw it and I just thought,
ew, the dripstick. I get
dripstick.
It.
But the advert for it, I just thought, I can't live here. Like, this isn't
wow.
Okay.
I did not know anything like that existed.
I'm going to show you.
I wouldn't have thought there'd have been much of a market for it either, but hey.
You'd have been wrong.
I clearly.
Hang on, I'm going to show you the video. It's so bad. I will put it on the Instagram and it'll probably be removed immediately, quite yes. rightly. Okay, what? That was probably a horrifying okay. thing for your senses, but the advert used a donut.
Yeah,
a cream donut.
That's disgusting.
To show.
They shoved the dripstick,
into a donut. And she said to clean up yesterday's fart. I'm like, so you mean to tell me that you're going to get stale spunk out of there? Because I'm sorry, what?
Oh,
if you're
so going to
use it immediately...
Well, that's what I assumed.
Well, quite rightly. Because what? How has she walked around? Or has she lain flat on her back?
Well, exactly.
For a day until someone's arrived with this essential product. Oh, thank God you're here. I've been stuck on my back.
It's like if it's a dripstick, it's only going to drip at the time.
Yeah. You don't hoard loads up there. It isn't just... There's not like just a whole bunch of spunk just sitting up there.
I can't believe there's a market for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe there is. I don't want to shit on anyone who this might be very helpful for.
No,
but
the thing is, this is just more of the same shit of like just the amount of, what do they call it? Just all these products that are made to like balance the pH of your vagina and shit. And
yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No one needs this.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make products just for women. It's like the pink tax, but worse. It's just like, you're just creating problems. People have been fine since the dawn of time. You just have a pee after sex. Those are the rules. We all know that. You don't want cystitis. Get it out. You don't need a limb
immediately.
Roller.
Yeah.
So that's my bad. The
okay.
earth is...
That is a bad,
actually. It was terrible.
I feel quite bad after watching that.
I watched
queasy.
It just before I went to bed. It's put me right off donuts. And I was in a good place with donuts. Me and donuts have been vibing
recently. It's actually
recently.
Made me want a donut.
That's fucking bizarre.
I know.
Anything awkward, apart from the fact that you want a donut.
Yes.
After having seen...
Yes, yesterday. So yesterday I had a break in between my meetings and I went to a Joe and the Juice, which you know because we tried to have a call in there and literally the music was so loud.
Sounds like she's at a Fatboy Slim concert in like 99.
It's so loud in
it
there.
Was huge.
I am obsessed with Joe and the Juice because I love the bread that they make the sandwiches on. It's like this rye bread that you just can't get it anywhere else and I'm just obsessed with it. I love it. So, but it's working from there is you're in a nightclub, basically. Anyway,
Gen
I was...
Gen Z is everywhere.
Do you think that's why the music?
I don't think so. I'd say Joe and the Juice got millennial.
I would say millennial.
Millennials
yeah.
love a juice. We fucking love a juice.
Customer.
Yeah, yeah.
Proper millennial.
It's the rye bread that you can't get anywhere else.
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Me. So I was sitting there and I was like, something feels like not right in my heart or my lung. Not heart, like emotion, like literally
yeah,
physically.
I was like, oh God.
I was like,
the ice caps are melting.
I feel like something's sort of dropped and I'm getting like a murmur or I'm getting like a, something is like, it's not feeling right and it's having this horrible like vibration in my body. And I was like, fuck, something feels really wrong. And I don't know, I was in an anxious place yesterday anyway. And I just kind of went with it. And I texted my mum and I was like, mum, something feels really wrong in my heart. Anyway, an hour of this went on and I just resigned myself to the fact that there was something probably wrong, but I was just not going to find out, or I just put it on the back burner a little bit. And then the song changed in Joe and the Juice, right? And I realised that what I had been feeling was the bass of the music. It was that fucking loud, right?
Can we please see the text that you sent to your mum?
You know when you're in a club or a concert
yeah.
and the bass is so loud that you feel it in your heart?
Yeah, like your sternum.
That's what it was.
Do you know what's happened to you?
What? Have I?
Yeah.
I've got hold.
If you're feeling the Joe and the Juice music in your heart, then yes, I think it's safe to assume.
But it must
that
have been.
You are old.
I think the table and the chair I was sitting on was like vibrating so much because of the bass.
Your frail bones. You just couldn't take it in the way that you used. You're not as hardy as you once were.
I felt very embarrassed when the music changed and like the beat changed. And the beat of my heart,
my God,
of my new heart murmur just changed. And I was like, oh, right, okay, that was. That was not what I thought it was.
That's Sad.
There you go. So there you go. That was sad. That was sad. That very awkward. Awkward. How embarrassing. Idiot.
Idiot.
How do I not sit? It's AirPod noise cancellation as well. Great, come in very handy, but make you think there's no music, just a heart murmur.
Oh shit, yeah, you couldn't even hear the music, you just felt the music.
Just felt it, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so
yeah, that
anyway.
Is tough. My Hit awkward me. Is also to do with my AirPods. I actually had so many awkwards this week, just so many little mini ones, just nuggets of just myself. One of them, I said on my Instagram story yesterday when I was reading my own book and I was staring at this word, this sentence for so long. I was like, what is this word? And it was lied, but I was looking at it and I was trying to make lied a thing. I thought it was French. I was Googling it. I was asking Alex. I was like, what's lied for so long? So that was awkward in and of itself. Aww. Then 2 days ago, I did a little Instagram story on the tube and I said, oh, it's so sweet. The schoolboys just offered me a seat on the tube. Who was reading over my shoulder?
The schoolboy,
obviously. So they were both quite bad. Oh, and then I poured my coffee over myself last time we were recording on Tuesday.
Absolute gold.
Also not good.
Gold.
But all of that has just paled into insignificance because today I think the worst the worst thing that's like literally ever happened to me happened this morning.
Oh, no.
It's on the escalator coming up out of Oxford Circus Tube.
Yeah.
My AirPod fell out my ear on the escalator.
Oh, no.
Down.
Oh, no.
It didn't go down very many, but in my head, I went through every single hypothetical situation that made it way worse.
Yeah.
You can't go down an up escalator.
No.
You can't get to the top and just wait for your AirPod to meet you. You can't go down to because other people. It's so bad. So as it was happening, it happened in slow motion, and I had all of these thoughts. Like, I was like, oh, my God, this is literally the worst thing that can happen to a human because there's no way that this is going to be okay. And it went as okay as it could have done. In that, like, it went two or three steps down and a nice man was like, oh, your AirPod's here. I was like, oh, thank God. But it's like, imagine if it had gone any differently. Imagine if it had kept bouncing. Imagine if I, like,
I'm loving the visual of you just waiting for your AirPod to meet you at the top.
Because I've been in the way. You, like, rule fucking one
that
of the underground, get out the way. I hate, like, old people and tourists when they're just standing at the top of the escalator. I'm like, move.
Oh,
move.
Do you know what? That reminded me, actually. There was a woman... I spent like 5 minutes at a tube station trying to get this poor old woman onto an escalator. She was terrified.
No.
We must have missed about 100 steps. And I was like, this time. And I was like, what? No one is that. She's just been stood there. No one's helping her. She just, bless her. I literally had to shove her on the escalator at the end, but she was fine when she got
shut
on.
Her down.
I was like, we just have to take this step. Come on.
It's one small step for mankind.
Come on, bless her.
Bless her.
But it is, I can imagine it's a very scary thing.
She'd never been on an escalator. Before.
I don't know. She was quite old.
Because dogs
and
don't like escalators. But I
no,
have to carry Boo.
Yeah,
she climbs me like a tree.
Yeah.
She's pretty cute. It's nice
it
to
must
feel
be scary
so needed.
For them.
Of course it's scary. Yeah. It's scary for me. They're a ridiculous thing.
Yeah, they are,
They're
I suppose.
Ridiculous,
aren't they?
Yeah. It's just like these terrifying metal stairs that literally have teeth. They're just like, they're so spiky. And they're just going. And like,
and when you, I always think it's so interesting when you go on one and they're not moving, but you feel like you're moving anyway. It's so weird.
So weird.
It's discombobulating.
It's like it's like doing one of those brain challenge things on Instagram, but doing it in real life. It's like, why are my legs so heavy?
Yeah, it's
like,
so
why
weird.
Why am I finding these stairs so hard? They're just stairs.
Yeah.
And I close my eyes and I'm like, they're just stairs. They're not just stairs.
They're not, no. God,
they're
we're so
heavy
thick,
stairs.
Aren't we, humans? We're so thick.
We're so stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes, though, and I said that to Bowie yesterday, I was like, she was being so stupid. And I was like, get on the, like, why are you so stupid? Like, I can't even remember what she was doing. She was just doing something. And I was just like, you're better than this. Why are you doing this?
Come on.
Then I was like, to be honest, she must look at me all the time and just be like, you're so stupid.
You're an idiot.
Like, watching me just go in and out the same room, like 50. There must be a million things dogs watch humans do. And they're just like,
absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely.
Do you think they think when we're sitting at a laptop that it's like we're playing with a toy?
Oh my God, I've never thought about it. I wonder what the fuck they think we're doing.
Or even when we just lie and watch TV.
Yeah, what are they, do they think we're asleep?
Well, no.
Do they even think? Do dogs have...
Of course dogs think.
Yeah.
But dogs don't have concepts of time, which really stresses me out. Like, when you leave, they don't know if you're gone for an hour or for 15 years. They have no concept of time.
Seriously?
Yeah. But also, they're not taught time. We only know time because we're taught time. We're taught seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months. So we know time.
Yeah, but surely they must have a feel for, like, you've been away for a minute or you've been away for 2 hours.
I don't think they do. My mum always tells me this, which puts me in a massive spin.
That's freaked me out.
My mum's such a Gemini, though, because she spends half the time telling me, like, don't put your emotions onto a dog. She's just a dog. Don't put your emotions onto her. Oh, and then the other half, she's like, oh, my little baby. Oh, you're so clever. And they now have nighttime treats, morning treats. She gives them all. When she has her vitamins, she gives them cod liver oil tablets. So they have their... And I'm, right. Don't put my emotions onto
her. I hope that's not true, that you shouldn't put your emotions onto a dog, because that ship has well and truly sailed for me. That poor dog is literally... like, she's full of anxiety. Awesome.
She's literally she weighs
heavy.
Like 15 kilos. She's just like, no, probably not. She probably weighs that anyway. 50 kilos of emotional baggage.
She's heavy.
Yeah. Dense.
She won't go out in the rain, which is really, really something that we're struggling with at the moment.
You know what you did to the old lady on the escalator?
Push them out. I just feel so bad for her. She just stands there shaking. She's like, please, can I come back in?
You've got to teach them efficiency.
Do
you? But yeah, Boo doesn't want to fuck about. Like, she doesn't want to be out there. But I'm like, well, you're not coming back in until you've weed. And they're not stupid. She works that out.
We've got our new coat. She looks like Inspector Gadget in it. And it's so sweet. And every time I put it on, I'm like... It's very cute.
Bless her.
Okay.
We've done it.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a great guest this week.
Oh, we have got a good guest this week.
We have a man on the show.
We do have a man. So we have Andrew LePage from this year's Love Island, who is now famous for his quote.
Licked her tit or whatever.
Amazing, I know.
It's literally
amazing.
Like when it's like we've basically got Oscar Wilde on the show.
We really have.
One of like
what a coup.
Brainy quotes don't know what hit it. This is actually a really good interview. We have never considered the conversation from the male perspective of Love Island, reality TV. Mm. So that was actually really cool to have that conversation about stuff that men might be insecure about, or just hearing about it from someone that isn't a woman, basically.
Yeah, it was a really cool conversation. And he showed us his new tattoo as well, which we're going to put in the trailer. So make sure you watch the trailer.
I think Al was hoping it might have been somewhere a bit more fun. She's like, come on, show us.
I did feel a bit weird being like, do you mind showing us your tattoo? And he had to take his top off. And I was like, oh, God, I'm sorry.
And then he had to take his trousers off, his boxes, and got his knob out. It was a whole thing. I'm kidding. Anyway.
Absolutely kidding.
Absolutely did not happen.
No indecent exposure. He's a really, really, really nice and sweet guy. And actually, with a really... It seems like a really good head on his shoulders, and I think he'll...
Oh, my God, you're so old. You're so old.
I am.
You're so old.
Why?
Because your heart hurts in Joe and the Juice. You want the rye bread that you can't get from anywhere else, and you've just described a nice young man from a reality TV show as having a very good head on his shoulders.
He does. He seems and feels very grounded to me. He's just out of Love Island. He's, like, really at the top of this, like, wave of this roller coaster, and I think he seems to be handling it and taking it all in his stride. And fuck, I am old.
This withered old mare that's been around the block a few times. She knows what to look out for, and she's impressed. So
literally
such a boomer.
Okay. Well, from me, the boomer, and my Gen Z friend, thank you so much for listening.
We will see you on Thursday. We love you very much, and
hopefully see you at our live show. Maybe not.
Hopefully we'll see someone.
Sorry for the hypotheticalness. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks so much for coming in today. You are our first male Love Island contestant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've had a couple of girls on. We've had Shauna Phillips and Emma Davies from previous years. Oh. But we've never had a male perspective on Love Island, so this is quite exciting.
Exciting to be the first male on it.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Yeah, really good.
Are you still... like riding a like wave of craziness since coming out of the villa? It was a few months ago now, right?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's like 3-4 months ago. It's just gone so fast. It feels like Love Island was ages ago. But yeah, it's been so good. So good. A lot of fun, and just, you know, everyone, it's just been so positive and nice. So yeah, it's been good.
Is it everything you imagined it was going to be coming out, or is it even crazier than
you imagined?
I think
even crazier.
Really?
Definitely crazy. I think, like, going to premieres, things like that, is just, like, and seeing all these people that, before Love Island, I wouldn't have a chance of getting near. So it's just, yeah, it's mental.
Yeah, I always feel like it's like Cinderella, but I don't know. I mean, again, we've spoken so many times to women about this in like reality and the reality TV, and then coming out afterwards to like the deals and everything. And we've been talking before, but what's quite about what you were doing before, but what's quite interesting is that you had like your full career in business, and then you do you feel like you've given it up, or like, do you feel like you've put it on pause, or like, because you were working in Dubai in real estate, and you just, you're like, bye, going to go and find love in Mallorca, I'll see you in a bit.
I literally left and I still had the job, like afterwards, like they kept the job open, and when I went back to Dubai, I had to actually go into the office and like cancel my work visa and stuff like that. But no, I think like definitely like the dream further down the line would still be in property and do like property developing. I think that would be like the end goal. So I think it's on pause at the moment, but yeah, no, definitely something I want to pursue like later down in life.
That's quite smart. I don't know. That's quite a common criticism, isn't it, of reality stars? It's just like, oh, well, you just gave up whatever. Because realistically, and it's probably different in Dubai, and it's probably different in property because they're selling Sunset, and it's like, it's completely like changed the game.
Yeah.
But I'd say before, like, you know, in years gone by, if you worked at like the town hall, like Shauna Phillips did, didn't she? She worked for the town council. It's like, you can't go back. Yeah. Like when you're so famous all of a sudden, you can't just be like, back on the tube, like back to hanging out at the water cooler, like, oh, what's new? Well, I'm really famous now, but apart from that, nothing. So that's kind of like, I guess it's quite sensible, and it's quite a good like rebuttal to have for people if they are going to criticize you for doing reality TV, that it's going to be really useful for your career probably.
Yeah, definitely it's something that I've got experience, and yeah, I can use, well, I hope, well, use, like, you know, not fame, but like who I am, like the following that I've created, and can definitely help like in the future for sure, like who I work with and stuff like that. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you could transfer it to like, I'm obsessed with TikTok property.
Yeah.
And like people that go around and show all the houses, exactly. Like the big ones, the tiny ones, in betweens is so fun. You could do that. I see that for you actually.
I think like, that would be good. People are nosy, aren't they? So when they see so like nosy. Something like a little clickbait of like an amazing house, like everyone's gonna be interested in seeing it. So
you should do a Selling Sunset here.
I would love to. Yeah, that would be so cool. I'd love to do that. Because there's nothing like that
it's
here.
It's just Oppenheimer.
Why do we keep adding Oppenheimer?
I don't know.
Well, Daisy, can we take out the
Anyway, very broad question, but what was Love Island like?
I think everyone had their own journey for sure. I think maybe some people got it easier than others. I think for me, I found it was tough. It was hard.
Was
like
it?
You know, watching the girl you like talking to other guys, it's just like on the outside world, you'd be like, wow, see ya. Like if you're gonna do that, you know.
Yeah.
But it's where you have to just accept it, and it's part of the process. You gotta just be like, trust the process. But it's tough. But ultimately, at the end, I got what I wanted, and I've, like the last 2 weeks were for me like amazing.
Yeah.
Like those 2 weeks, I was like, I actually don't want to leave, because it's like I felt like it's now a lot of fun, like enjoying it. So the first 4 weeks or 6 weeks, well, 5-6 weeks, it was hard, but still there were so many great moments. I think like what the viewers saw was just like the love part and the drama. But like there was a lot of times where you're just chatting with the boys and you're chatting a lot of rubbish, and it's just a lot of fun. So there were a lot of good times, but it was tough at the same time.
Yeah, we see such a small snapshot of the life that you're living. But that's actually that comes up most seasons, is that it's the friendships that stand the test often more than the relationships. Like it's like the boys or the girls make, I don't know, like the duo, like Hem and Chris, or like Molly May and Maura, you know, like, and you see these friendships that last for ages, which is really nice. But something that the show got a bit of like a hard time for this year was kind of like how the boys spoke when the, like, everyone got together. Like, I guess, I don't know about girls.
Oh, there was like what times where all the boys were speaking?
Yeah,
about
but it happens every about, year yeah. when it's just like when it's just like the lads get together, and I guess it happens in every friend group. I guess it happens all the time. But I don't know, like, were you aware that that was being... Because I always think, you know the Channel 4 show, Sunsex and Suspicious Parents? And the kids do something outrageous and they're like... And then their parents are there and they're like, oh, I didn't know my parents were going to be here. But it's like, of course you knew parents were going to be here. Like, MTV are with you. So did you... Was that something that when you're, like, talking to the boys or, like, whatever, it's like, you know, your mum or your dad or your friends are watching at home?
So I think, yeah, there were, there was obviously times where we knew we were being filmed, but there were also times where... For example, when after dinner, like, the girls would go get ready, like, they had, like, 2-3 hours to go get ready, and the boys would be outside and just chatting rubbish. But, like, we knew that couldn't be aired.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
why,
like,
can't it be aired?
Because it's, like, the girls are getting... I don't know, like, the
girls... Because then it shows that the girls are away for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, but, like, so,
that.
Yeah, we...
That's when you say the really bad shit.
No, I think, like, we're just, like, lads, aren't we? Just boys just talking rubbish. But, no, we were... I don't know what... I have not watched it back, so... No. So I don't know what's been shown.
Well, there was one quote that you must have seen back that you said. Like, because I didn't watch Love Island, but this year, don't know why, like, I was just throwing up most of July. you came through, like, you got out of TV and came everywhere, like, to everyone's psyche with your...
Yeah, no. At the time, obviously, I had no idea that that's going to blow up. And
did you not?
No, not at all. No. And on the last day, we had After Sun come in and, like, do a morning debrief of, like, gave us, like, what to say. Like, usually it's just whatever we say. But, like, it was for After Sun and, like, they had a whole script for us. And my line was like, yeah, I can't remember exactly, but the ending was like, yeah, me and Tasha are great or whatever. And I had to say or whatever at the end. And I said to this person, I said, why am I saying like or whatever? This doesn't make sense. And she was like, trust me, it will. And I was just like, well, okay, I'll say it. And then on the final, they showed that clip of what I said. And I was just like, I get it now. So it was funny when I saw it. It was funny. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't realise it blew up until like I came out.
I think that's the hard thing with socials is like it just everything is meme worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
You can just do like what you can blink funny and you're a meme. It's like, oh damn it.
Gotta be so like.
It's quite a catchphrase to have though. If you ever did like, I don't know, whatever you do next, you have to put that catchphrase in somewhere.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, like selling Sunset or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's good, I like it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Was there any... But, like, you seem to have, like, taken that all in, like, you know, in your stride and it's, like, all good fun. But was there any of it that felt a bit brutal and that you struggled with coming out of, like...
anything?
Yeah.
I think... No, to be fair, it's all been a lot of love and a lot of positivity, to be honest, for me. So I think... Yeah, I don't know what people were saying whilst I was in there. I've not looked, I'm not searching for it. But I think, like, obviously me and Tash had a bit of a journey, but, like, I think it was, like, cinema night. I think we just, that's when we did, like, a 180, and, like, I think everyone then started to get on our side. So, yeah, coming out of the villa, I think me and Tash have been very lucky and I've had a lot of love and people being like, we should come higher or something like that. And it's like, we won anyway. We got each other. That's what matters. So yeah, it's been good. It's been good. But obviously, there are always going to be trolls. Always. So yeah, you can never please everyone. And
does it get to you?
I mean, yeah, I'm human. It will get to everyone, I think, like whether you admit it or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to just kind of ignore them. And I think the important thing is not going to look for it, because if you look for it, you will find it.
I mean, that's the same for, like, not just famous people. Yeah. That's the same for everyone.
Yeah,
like,
everyone.
If you look for shit, you'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really good to hear men talking about the trolling, because I always assume that men don't get trolled, but I guess that's wrong.
Oh, no. Definitely. You do. Definitely, yeah.
When really? You get trolled, is it by men or by women?
Men, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
So annoying.
I actually had someone say, I can't remember what he said exactly, and then I went onto his profile and he's following me, and I messaged him back, like, why are you following me then? And he goes, oh, actually, I love you, mate. Like, I'm just like, okay.
Like, so weird.
It's just like, usually I never ever reply, but I saw this and I was like, oh, I'm just going to reply. Why did you follow me then if this is what you think of me?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, actually, I love you. Like, I have a crush on you or whatever. And I'm like, okay.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
Like,
this is not the way to hit on me.
Yeah.
There were other avenues available.
Yeah, it was a bit strange, but yeah.
You seemed like, because you and Tash were like at the bottom of the public
vote,
weren't you? Yeah. And you seemed to take that quite well. I think it got to Tash more.
Oh yeah, it definitely got to Tash. I didn't think, it's hard to say it, but like, I didn't want to try and care about what other people's opinions were outside. I think, like I kept saying to myself, they see 46 minutes out of 24 hours of a day.
Yeah.
And you know, the producers have to portray us in a certain way to get a storyline. And I think for us, it was just like, you know, Tash was getting to know other people, but she was doing the Love Island experience, and I think obviously people just didn't like it or whatever, but yeah, ultimately we weren't liked to begin with, I assume, but yeah, in the end we did a 180 and we came out and everyone was like, yeah, you should have come second or could have come first. Like,
that's really good like self-protection that you had when you went in, knowing what the producers, because I think that's perhaps probably the best thing about the current seasons of Love Island, is that the people going in, you're much more aware of what's happening. I think, like, right at the beginning, it's like a complete, you know, for those who went in the beginning, like a total mental health head fuck. But did you have like help from the producers, or was it help from like previous contestants, or did you just know, you know what I mean, like to know that stuff, to
I
know
think
that it's
only you just a- kind of pick up on it, because you, me and Tasha would be good, but like other people might be arguing, but they're somehow, you know, voted like good and all that. It's just like, well, this to me, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, you just have to like not think about it, not worry, and just hope, like, get through it. And you know, I was there for Tasha, and yeah, definitely got to her, but I think she literally like was thinking, oh, people hate me, what, and like she felt like she couldn't like say her side. Obviously you can't in there. I get why she was upset. I completely understand it, but yeah, it's just, for me, I just had to like think, yeah, don't worry, like you can't control what people are saying, just control what's in there, what's going on in there.
Someone who got it really bad trolling was Coco when she came out, and she's spoken about that a lot, about her, people have been really brutal about her appearance, and it's just savage, like horrible.
It's horrible. Like, I just don't get why people troll in the first place, but it sucks. And
being with Tasha, do you think that she has it worse than you do, the trolling, or is it kind of equal?
I don't know. I know she does get upset of, like, a few things. Like, obviously, with her being deaf, people, like, speak about her voice. And, like, I just don't get it. It's horrible and
so unnecessary.
Yeah, it's just not right. And it's just, yeah, I just don't get it. So, yeah, I think she might, I don't know if she gets it more, but I don't know if she goes looking for it or whatever. But, yeah, it's I think she takes it to heart a bit more.
Yeah, there's something definitely to be said about, like, the way that men and women take criticism. And I always think, or or experience trolling, because I always think that maybe women get it more, but then I think maybe that's just because I'm a woman and I speak to women, so that's the experience that I have. But then the way that you view it is so logical, in that it's like, it doesn't really matter what people think of me, and I'm not going to go looking for it. It's just like, God, that's inspiring, because most of the women listening probably are just like, well, I can't do that. And I think that maybe that's something, the way that we're brought up even, and I think women are more conditioned to want to be liked and stuff, whereas maybe men, it's kind of easier to just be like, oh, well, fuck you. Yeah.
But then Tasha does have a lot bigger following than me, so.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
How many does she have?
I think she's on like 1.5 or something like that.
Yeah, so just by sheer probability.
Yeah, probably more. Yeah. But I think, like, even when you're like, you post something, you're scrolling through and you're seeing like lots of nice comments, and you just want to obviously see them all and like reply to them, and then you're bound to see something, like, whilst you're doing it, you're bound to see something, and then it's like, yeah, so you're going to see it, unfortunately, which is annoying.
Have you kept in touch with Coco at all since?
No, I mean, I saw her at the reunion and I said hello.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
Is it all friendly?
Yeah, of course. I'm friendly with all of them. Yeah. I would never, I've not got a bad word to say about anyone, to be honest, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It did seem like you all got on really well.
Yeah, I think we all did in the villa. Like, we all really got on quite well. There wasn't really there was a few arguments at the start. But other than that, we all really got on, to be honest.
I have to ask, because this was something that I was really intrigued about. When you were in the villa, were you all aware of the, like, how much everyone was obsessed with Ekin-Su and Davide? Were you aware of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, really? How did you know? Because I was wondering, like, because there's this, like, cult following, like, everyone was just, like, obsessed with them outside of the villa, but I was like, wonder if they're aware inside?
Yeah, definitely. We knew. Like, really? I knew they were winning. Like,
really?
Yeah, literally. Even when me and Tasha got voted fourth, and we sat by the crowd, and the crowd, like, speaking to me, like, who do you think are going to win? I'm like, obviously Ekin-Su and Davide, like, without a doubt.
Really?
And then I saw the results of them getting, like, 63% of the votes. It's like, yeah, of course, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But no, I think they're just, I think they're just made for TV, those two.
They are,
and
aren't
Davide's
they?
And Davide's one line is hilarious. Ekin-Su with her, I don't know, sitting on the yellow bean bag and wanting to cause drama. Yeah, they're just made for TV. They were great, though. They were entertaining. It was actually quite nice for them to be in a villa, because it's like, we can sit back and just watch them unfold. It's like, something's going to happen tonight.
Were you nervous? Like, the thing that I think I'd be most nervous about, not the TV, not anything, but it's like going in and like making friends, like, and just, I don't know, meeting all these new people. It's kind of embarrassing the first bit, and then the girls step forwards, like, when you walk down. That happened this year, didn't it?
No, this year it was the public that put us with our partners.
Who did the public put you with?
With Tasha.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's really nice.
Like, it's Cupid.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. But yeah, no, when I walked out, literally I was standing next to Laura, and I had to keep moving my feet because my legs were literally shaking. Like, it's so, because like, it's awkward, because obviously with TV it's a lot of like nothing happening, like they're getting shots and you're just standing there. Obviously this is the first time I've ever experienced this. I'm like, what is going on? Like, say something, Laura.
Yeah. First time you've ever, like, been on camera, what are you doing? Right?
She's just standing there, she's like, and then she'll say, I've just got to get shots. I'm like, okay, right.
Oh, my God. Whilst the girls are watching you the whole time.
Exactly.
That's,
and
so,
like,
awkward.
They're all just looking at me, dead silence. I'm just like,
that would kill me. I'd be like making bad jokes. I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. I just want to, like,
make this end.
Hurry up.
Oh, that's so bad. But it's, I guess it's weird as well, because that bit's super produced, and then ends produced, in that, like, you know, you've got, like, Laura there, and you've probably had that with the fire pit as well.
Oh, yeah. The fire pit takes 3 hours.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Do you, if you say your, like, lovely thing and you, like, balls it up?
Oh, yeah, you can redo it.
You can redo it.
Yeah, can I redo that? Yeah, okay. You can ask to redo it as many times.
A couple things, right? Number one, I am desperate for someone, just as a joke, to, like, say all these amazing things and then, like, say someone else, you know, like, say not the partner that I'm with, just as a joke. And I'm like, why does no one ever do that? You know?
Or as a joke. Or,
yeah, just
actually,
be like,
oh,
actually.
That'd be harsh.
Yeah, if you were like.
Most of the time, if you're doing that, it could be someone
just
coming
as a
home.
Lull.
Going home.
Oh, yeah, good point.
So, like, we have
that.
To be.
Yeah, okay,
so, like, there's a lot of times where we were laughing around the fire pit, and then whoever was on the microphone, like, guys, be serious. Like, someone could be going home tonight. And I'm like, oh, yeah, true.
Oh, they say that to you.
Yeah, they talk to us all the time.
How?
Really?
Yeah.
How? Where does the voice come from?
Oh, there's speakers all over the villa, all over outside the garden.
It's like
Big Brother.
No, it's worse. It's like Black Mirror.
Because they can like choose where to speak, come out of the voice as well. So Fike, I was in the fire pit, and someone else was all the way over end, and they wanted to speak just to me. They could like whisper and go, Andrew.
Oh my god, that's scary. That shit me up a tree.
They made you jump a few times.
Andrew, come and talk to me.
She's like, Andrew, come to the front door. Okay.
What happens at the front
door? Yeah, what happens then? What do they say?
You speak to like one of the producers or.
Front, that would terrify. It's like being called to the headmaster.
And what will they say? Will they be like, oh you need to go chat with
you. Yeah, they'll have a chat with you, or just how you getting on, how's it going with this person,
yeah,
do you want to get to know someone, like anyone else,
yeah
just to get, obviously just to like get some info out of you, and then they can tell the exact.
Is that
I guess
what you expected? Did you expect to have I didn't
expect to have like producers come into the villa all the time. Like, for lunchtime they came in, for dinner they came in, and then, like,
if they eat with you?
Yeah, they don't eat with us.
We
they
never
just
see
supervise.
You eat.
Yeah, I know. Cause
did you?
The boys and the girls have to sit separately, and there's no villa talk, there's no, you know, talk with the girls, can't hug them, or... Because they want to save all the chat for when they're actually filming. Yeah, because it doesn't look pretty, us eating.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I always think that. I'm just like, what are they? It's like, well, we were talking about this the other day about like James Bond and stuff. So you never see James Bond pee and you never see Love Islanders eat. Yeah. Those are two certainties.
It's so weird to like, if you just watch it, it's so weird to imagine that there are people in the villa like...
Yeah,
other people.
Did you feel like they were pushing you like one way or another to like do stuff? Did you feel?
No, I think for other people they might have, and like they did like they needed like a storyline. So like for some people they like got them to hold off the chat. Like for me, I had to hold off the chat with Luca at the start for like a day and a half, and stuff like that.
Why?
There was something that's like I had said. And I realised I like messed up on what I said, and I was literally going off over to tell him like, by the way, I said something to someone, and I got it completely wrong. And I was going over there to do that, and they were like, Andrew's the front door, and like, I had to hold off that chat.
No way.
For like a day and a half.
That's so awkward.
And that was the first time I experienced that. That was like week one, and I hated that because it's like. For me, I always want to get something off my chest, and I always want to...
Oh my god, me too. And you live with the person
as
well.
And like, you know, obviously, like, I don't know what he's thinking, but he could be thinking, oh, this guy is a, you know...
But are you allowed to say to him when you tell him the truth, by the way, I wanted to tell you yesterday, but I wasn't
allowed to. Yeah, because you just, like, whisper to him, I'm really
But this was the first time it happened, so not, like, you didn't realise.
Yeah, you didn't know how it went.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so there were times where people weren't allowed to speak to, like, certain people for a little while.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so you're not going to watch it back. You don't want to like
absolutely
see.
Absolutely not. No.
No.
But maybe like, in like a few years I might do, but I'm good.
It's a lot because you can't do anything about any of it.
Yeah.
And did your friends and family watch it?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
did they talk
it.
About it?
Yeah. Every time I see them, they want to know the gossip and stuff like that.
Because it must be quite weird, like knowing you as a person,
yeah.
And then you go in and you're still you, obviously, and you want to be like true to yourself, and it sounds like you were and you are, but you're still having to be produced even a little bit. So I wonder, like, I don't know, I would find that a bit odd, like watching somebody that I loved kind of acting as they would, but then sometimes acting maybe not as they would. I don't know. I don't know, because I wonder if you're like, I don't know if your family are watching it, just being like, bet he didn't want to say that. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Probably. Yeah, probably, definitely. I think, I don't know. I think when I came out, all my mates were literally like really proud of you, and you were
that's nice.
You know, you stayed true to yourself, and you were really genuine in there. So
did anyone rip into you before you went in for going?
Oh yeah, because I had told my whole work lot in Dubai.
Did you?
And they were buzzing, and they were obviously like you know, Love Island and all that. But no, they were excited. They were buzzing. They watched it as well.
Am I right in thinking that you were a bit older than the other boys in there?
Yeah, I'm 27.
Yeah.
Most of them were like, I swear like all of them were like 23 in there.
Really?
Yeah. Swear like all of them were 23. So, I mean,
not
a huge...
Does that make you feel old? Because it makes me feel
that
old.
That makes me feel old,
Davide, Jay, they were my age.
Okay.
And I think Ekin's 28. Okay. Or 29 now, I don't know.
God, ancient by Love Island standards. Yeah. Jesus.
But most of the people that came in were 23. Like, all of the CASA boys and girls were, I think they're all like 23 and younger.
That is, I mean, because that is a big jump. Like, you do mature a lot in those, like, few years.
What I was like at 23 is a completely different person.
I always say, like, didn't know my arse from my elbow. And, that, and I couldn't have been on TV at that. Well, I could have been. It would have just been a fucking disaster. Yeah. Like, I can't even imagine. And I think it was like quite clear the ones that were younger and like maybe struggling to like manage their emotions a bit more and manage the situation. And I did feel for them actually, because I mean, I can't manage my emotions at the best of time. Never mind, like being on TV.
It's tough in there as well, because you cannot escape. So yeah, emotions, like even the smallest things, it blows up like massively, because it's just like you can't escape it.
Yeah, and you're kind of confronted with everybody else's emotions as well. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, I'm a bit like a cat sometimes. Like, if I'm really upset, so I want to say they take themselves off to die. But I don't want to go and die.
Say, you just take yourself off to die.
Yeah, I'm not going to die. I just want to take myself off to just be like, foul, and then I'll come, because you always say my mood changes so quickly. Yeah. And so I have to remove myself, because I'm like, otherwise I'm going to lose my cool here, and then it's going to be a whole thing. But you can't, you haven't got anywhere to go. No, so you just have to leave.
Yeah, can you do that though? Can you just be like, give me an hour? Like, I just need to go.
I need to go and die on the roof, like, and then I'll come back.
Yeah, there's like a few times where I went up to the balcony.
Yeah,
and I just lied there in the sun for like an hour.
And that's all right. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, you're allowed.
Not for too long, because they'll be like, Andrew, can you go back to the garden or something like that. But
I'll do my head in.
Yeah, and they're like, you can go up to the front and speak to someone. So, and then obviously you do get a Zoom call, which you can request any time. We'd have one a day.
That's so good.
With like, not therapist, but like.
Oh, I thought you meant your family, like people back at home. No. Okay.
Like a doc, not like a doctor.
Like a psychiatrist.
Yeah, that's it. You'd have a talk with them once a day.
Okay.
But like, you can request to speak to them like whenever you want, though.
That's really good.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
But it still seems so mean that you just can't talk to the people back at home.
I know. I think who was it? I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but one of their mum's birthday, and like they asked, can I send a message like happy birthday? Don't have to speak to them. They're like, nah, unfortunately not.
That's so mean.
I thought that would have been all right. Just because to send, of course, a happy,
you can
birthday,
send
mom,
a message.
Like yeah.
Why not? It's not like you're getting information back.
My mum's birthday as well, when I was in there as well.
It was you.
I remember, obviously, whoever it was before, I remember they couldn't do it. So I was like, there's nothing I can do. I said happy birthday, but probably didn't get it.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It's harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really mean.
And sometimes, like, when you're up and when you're going through, like, I imagine it's like emotions on steroids there, because you're doing, like you said, all these weird situations where, like, the girl that you're fancying is literally in front of your face. You're in a very confined space talking to other people and, like working out whether they're better for her than you, and like you have to go all through, like your emotions are just so high, and like while it's great that you've got psychologists to speak to, like you probably just wanted to speak to your mum at some point, you know,
you just want to speak to someone back home. Go to the pub and be with your mates.
It's tough, but
yeah, you just gotta be like, you know, test water. If they're better for you, then fair enough. But
did you ever think, I'm gonna leave, I want to leave?
Oh yeah.
Oh, did you?
So many times. Really? Oh yeah, yeah. So
did you ever pack your bags?
I didn't pack my bags, but there was times where I said I'm done. Like,
really?
Honestly, yeah. I don't die a lot of times. So it's hard in there, but also I'm very glad I didn't leave.
Did you try, and did someone stop you?
Yeah, the night where I told Tasha what I did. the iconic moment. I did walk, because Tasha was fuming, obviously, and I walked out and I was like, I'm done. Like, there's no coming back from this. I'm done. Like, I'm just, I'll go. I took off my mic. I'm done.
Yeah.
But she was just like, luckily, she was the girl called Emma. She was, she talked to me and she's like, look, it's best to go back in then. At least explain yourself, and, you know, that's what she would want. And, you know, so I thought, but it did take a lot of convincing. Because I was done. I was like, there's no coming back from this. Yeah. But I'm very glad that I did go back.
Yeah, so because you left on a high then, rather than leaving like at such a low point.
And that's hard as well.
Or whatever.
Because if you come off the show, you kind of lose your, like, the certainty of the platform, because you obviously still do have, like, your social media following and, like, and you do still have the interest in you. But if you leave halfway through, I guess you don't know how many followers you have, how people think about you. So at least when you go out at the end or you go out with your couple, you've kind of like, you're not on your own with it. Because it must just be like a ton of bricks when you come out.
Honestly, I would not want to come out alone. I think it would be so, it would be tough. And I'm glad I came out with Tash. And we've got, I think like we have each other's back, which is like, it's so nice. And if you don't have that, it's, I don't know, it must be pretty hard. But yeah, I think, just coming out with Tasha was, really good. And we just have each other's back, which is so nice.
Because it's such a unique situation, but you're not doing it alone, which is even more unique. Because most people that get famous do it on their own, and then their whole family are like, who are you and what have you done with my child?
Yeah.
But at least you can, like, do you work, I don't know how to word this, but like, obviously, you're like balls to the wall, you've got to go and make the most of this. And that's what everybody says when they come out of Love Island. Like, you have to like ride the wave basically until the next show. But do you, are you doing things to try and keep yourself grounded? Or is it, are you just being like, all right, I'll come back to you guys. I've just got to go and like pursue my dream and career for a bit.
I don't know. I feel like I'm quite a chilled out lad anyway. So, I mean, I like my alone time, like my downtime of just chilling, watching TV. So I feel like I am quite grounded. And then like Tasha is out every day, like doing so well. So like, I think it's nice that I'm there for her more than anything, that I'm just there, like already constant, quite chilled, and just, you know, just talk to her about a day and just get her mind off it, to try and get her off her phone. Cause it's you kind of have to be on your phone a lot.
Yeah
you do.
But I try to do like a few things every now and then, of course, but I feel like I'm quite a chilled out lad anyway, and just try and stay chilled as much as I can.
With the work thing, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want, it's just a thought that I've never spoken to a male influencer about this. Again, when we've spoken to women, it's been that the brand deals are kind of like heavier for the women out.
Yeah, all the girls have absolutely smashed it this year.
Did you know that? Did they warn you of that? Like,
I don't think they warned us of it, but it's pretty obvious. I've watched Love Island before, like all the girls that, you know, they get their deals and they kill it. But I think all the girls this year have done so well.
Yeah.
Done absolutely amazing. You kind of just have to, I mean, it's what it is at the end. It's the industry, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's what it is.
Does it ever annoy you? If you're like living with, I don't know, if you're living with Tash, because you're kind of working the same. You come out the same. You've done the same shit. And then just because it's one area that probably literally the one career that women do, it's easier for women than men probably.
Yeah.
It doesn't annoy me. I'm super proud of her. Like, she's doing so well, so super proud of her. I'd love a brand deal. Like, that would be so cool, like something that I like. So yeah, that would be so cool. Hopefully the dream one day. But yeah, no, it doesn't annoy me at all. I'm so proud of her. She's smashing it.
Didn't you, we've heard that you got a tattoo.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it?
I've actually got two. So I got this one, a rose, because obviously me and Tasha, our date was literally like thousands of roses. Wow. I got that, and then I've got
adorable
this one here, which is American Sign Language for I love you, like that, sorry. Then with her cochlear implant like wrapped around the finger.
So nice.
She didn't know I was getting that, so I just thought it'd be like, you know, something for Tasha to show, like, you know, I love her a lot.
That's so nice. That's really cool.
That's adorable.
I love it.
I like it, yeah. It's good.
Has she got one too?
No, not that. She's got the rose, but like here.
Okay.
That's so nice.
I know.
You and Dave need match. I need one. No, can we get one together?
Shall we?
So I'm sold. Don't even.
I'm in.
What are you thinking?
Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It would just be like, you know, those like balls of chaos and it's just like squiggly lines. I feel like it would just be like that.
I'd say we get a microphone, but every time anyone brings a microphone to Al, she goes, but they're very phallic. I don't know if we can have that now. Also, it's a bit knobby.
It's a bit knobby. Like, hey, I'm Fame. Yeah, I'm in the entertainment industry.
I have to talk into a microphone because people really want to hear what I have to say.
No, it's a really cool tattoo. That's really lovely. That's very nice. Jumping around a little bit, sorry, but I want to ask you, like, because I'm so fascinated by the behind the scenes stuff, like, I'm so intrigued. What was the thing that surprised you most about going on there and actually doing the experience as opposed to watching Love Island?
What surprised me the most? I think what surprised me the most was there was a lot of waiting around.
Yeah.
A lot of waiting around. I didn't think it'd be like that. Like, for example, like the fire pit. Like, we'd be sat there for three hours.
God, I have a question. So sorry.
Go on.
You know when you do the challenges where it's like you do, like...
Yeah.
The challenges where you go to the place and you all run in slow-mo and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it like running in slow-mo? I mean, I presume...
Well, we don't run in slow-mo.
No, I know. Presumably you run in normal speed. But, like, do you really have to, like... Cause fuck, I...
Oh, no, I'm just a jog. I can't run in it because of my knee, so I'm always at the back. Like, I can't run anyway. So it was just a little jog. But, yeah, sometimes we'd have to do that, like, 3-4 times.
Ah! And there's no music, right? I remember Shauna telling us there's no music.
No, there's no music. There was music for the... Not the talent show. The strip.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's music.
Oh
that.
My god, what was that like?
That was actually one of my favourite nights.
Was it?
Oh yeah. It was
what did you do?
I came out as like the Roman like fighter. Like
Gladiator.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, so I came out like that. But I had like these shoes on that not shoes but like they were like
booties.
Yeah. But like you don't actually they're like strap on, so like they were like
oh, yeah,
falling off whilst walking.
Oh, no.
But no, I loved it. That was so Russell much Crow. Fun. Like obviously the girls, all of them smashed it. Like they were all so good. And then the boys, we were just like, oh, we have to step up our game. So we were obviously we're in the room getting ready, and we were just getting so like pumped for it. Like we have to smash this.
Yeah.
Like it was a lot of fun that night.
That would be brutal if they didn't give you music for that. Can you imagine?
Was any of it awkward? Like not necessarily that, but the other challenges and stuff. Like is there waiting around with them, or are they pretty quick?
No, they're some of them. Like, if we, for some challenges, there was one challenge that we just did really easily, and they were like, oh, this obviously isn't going to look good on camera because it's just too easy and nothing's happening. So we had to wait around for a while to try and make it harder and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But any awkwardness? I think not awkward. I don't know if it was awkward, but it was just like, it was strange when Danica came out as a bombshell at a challenge. Like, and we were all just like she was dancing, but like I said, no music.
Oh no!
And we're all standing there. We can't say anything. We're like, what is going on?
Oh, there was no music.
But like
that
she killed it. She did so well. I know.
Yeah, because I remember that.
It,
and like on screen, it looked insane.
Yeah.
But fuck,
obviously, there's no music. There's no music, so she's
dancing. And
there's
no slow-mo.
And you can also hear, like, when someone's dancing, like, you can just hear the movement of their, like, body moving.
Yeah, they're, like, squeaking their arms. Like...
Honestly, like, hats off to her, because I would refuse to do that. I'd refuse. So, like, fair play to her for that.
Yeah, I remember Shauna saying about the dancing, how about... Like, and I feel like maybe it's worse as a woman, because it's kind of easier. I don't know. Maybe. You just have to do more.
Oh, the dance... When have we had, like, a party night... Literally four songs or whatever, and we had to dance. And like, obviously, we've come out and we're all completely sober, and we have to pretend like this is amazing. Like, the music's so good. You can't, like,
I would die.
Honestly, I was like, we were literally, can this be over now? Like,
you need to watch it back just for those clips because they will be worth it.
Yeah, they better look really good.
They do. They look so good.
We're having so much fun.
Yeah, slow mo makes anything look amazing.
It's almost like fairy liquid, and you're all like, running, and it's just like,
yeah,
and the kisses in slow-mo and everything, so it's worth it, but it must just be excruciating.
Oh yeah, it's like they would be dancing, but right, get into your couples, and like, right, Andrew and Tasha, your turn to dance in front of everyone. It's just like, you know, Tasha's a dancer, so I was lucky, like Tasha just looked good, and I just stood there and just like did a little bit of whatever, two-stepping, but it was so awkward.
Yeah, that's brutal.
In there, was there a sense of, whether it was like unspoken or not, was there a sense of, we need to not create some drama, but like keep up drama because we're on a TV show and we want this season to do well, we want this year to do well. Was there a sense of like, we need to like bring it?
I think we were doing it anyway. Like, honestly, on nights where I'm pretty certain we were literally told to go get ready for bed, and then suddenly something would kick off. Yeah. And that, like, because usually there'd be like a challenge a night, or we'd just have a quiet night of just talking and... But, like, there would always be drama.
Yeah.
Always be drama. I think we were just very much a drama lot.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember, I don't know if I should say this, but Casa Amor, we got, like, the boys got taken out the villa to speak to, like, the producers, like, because we weren't listening to the people on the mic. We weren't listening. We were doing what we
want.
Yeah, the voice of God, we weren't listening to them. And they got very annoyed at us. So one of them came up, we like, took us out of the villa, and like, boys, what are you doing? You need to listen. And at the end, he goes, right, I shouldn't tell you this, but this is an incredible season. Now don't fuck it up.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, in what sense weren't you listening?
Oh, like because Castro and more girls were out there, and obviously boys being boys, we were just like, all of the boys were excited or whatever.
You
like,
do.
Yeah. So like, we'd go outside, or we were meant to do something, and voice of God would be like telling us what to do, and we'd just ignore it and just carry on doing what we wanted to do. So yeah, we were just like, so yeah, they just got obviously so pissed, like annoyed at us, so they brought us all out to tell us off.
But do you think that, like, being told, oh, it's a really good season, do you think like that for like some people maybe like,
I think that
sparked
was like,
a bit
yeah,
of like, oh shit, we
night,
need to,
because all the boys went a bit mad that night, bit silly, but yeah, I think that kind of like, we knew we were doing good, but like when he said, yeah, don't fuck it up now, like, we were like, oh, okay, we're doing well. So I don't know, kind of like, I don't know, we were just like, yeah, we're obviously doing all right then.
Yeah.
But yeah,
because I always wonder if people are thinking, like, because it's like, I mean, I doubt you watch, I know you didn't watch it, but like Real Housewives, like those Bravo shows, like they know that they have to like bring the drama, so they create the drama, and it's all
they
like very high octane, and you know, and I always wonder in Love Island whether there is this pressure of like, I've got to do something good, I've got to do something like TV worthy, and you know,
I don't know, I think it does, it just happens itself, because we're literally in a villa. There's no escape. It's every tiny little detail is intensified hugely. Yeah. We just have drama. We weren't ever told to, like, you have to go cause this ghost. I think there might have been times where, like, they might have said, oh, I would go have a chat with this person, and it might cause a bit of drama.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think, like, we just, it's hard not to have drama in there, because everyone is living with each other 24/7,
and
who we've never met. Like,
so dramatic as well. Like, you literally, like, you're pulling, it's so much, because you pull everybody out, like, all your insecurities and stuff, you just got to, like, park them, and they do all of this, and then put your heart on the line, because that is, like, fundamentally, you know, even if you are playing a game in there, you do still have to, like, have feelings and like socialize, and you don't want to be a dick. Like, I guess you don't actually want to hurt somebody else.
No,
that's
never.
Always a consideration, because it does hurt people. Like, even when you choose one person, someone else goes home, and that's kind of your
fault, horrible.
But it's not your fault. So it's just like, of course it's dramatic.
Was body image much of a consideration there? Like, obviously you've got to, there is a lot of pressure beforehand to like be in like this certain shape, you know. You've got to be like, for a guy, you've got to be like mega ripped, and you know, we've heard, like, we spoke to Shauna, who said like she just basically didn't eat before she went in, and like there is so much pressure. Did you feel that, and did you like, what was it like in there, like body image wise, was that like a topic of conversation?
Not hugely. Obviously you had Davide, Charlie and Jay, who looked like Greek gods. So I think me and Luca, I mean, I went to the gym a few times, but like most of the other boys, we just didn't really care. Like, you've got those in front of you, you can't really compete. Like, they were just out of, not even superhuman. Like, but I think, obviously before going in, like, I definitely was training, and when I was in there, you know, there'd be days where I'd be like pissed off, and for me and my like thing, I'd go to the gym. I'd go to the gym quite a lot, but I don't think like we really spoke about it, like, oh, I should be like this, I should be like that. I mean, we would speak about like, what's your training routine and stuff like that, but
I mean
maybe for girls it might have been, because like Love Island is like, over the years, the boys and the girls that have come in is just
cardboard cutouts.
In unreal shape. So I guess there is a bit of pressure. Like, there must be. There's pressure. Definitely, obviously, before I went in, like I said, I was training hard, like trying to get in shape. So yeah, definitely. You've got to, that is all definitely on your mind.
Were there any insecurities that you took in that, because I don't know, they're like, I don't know, it's just quite exposing, isn't it? Like, just doing the show in general, having everybody look at all of you. Was there any of it that you were just like, oh, I could just do without this? Or like, I don't know. Is there anything when you went in that you were just a little bit nervous about that was like in your mind? Or were you just pretty chilling?
I guess maybe my chat in being sober and talking to guys being sober, because obviously usually you talk to guys
Dutch
on a night out. So
that's so true.
What if you haven't got a chat?
I've never spoken, like, tried to speak to a girl sober. I mean, obviously you have, but
not often.
Not making moves. Yeah.
And you got to, like, all your mates are going to be listening to your chat and sober as well. Like, sober chat. That's brutal.
Did you practice before you went out?
Yeah, in the mirror.
the boys did, but, like, have a laugh at that. We said, oh, my boys are going to rip me for this. So, yeah, I mean, not like insecure or anything, but it's just like, that's different. Like,
something
not,
you're aware of.
Not something I've ever really done before. So, yeah, I guess that a little bit, but it's what it is. Like, I think to have the courage to go in there is pretty mental. So,
yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, they're not asking me, I'm married, I'm pregnant, but still, absolutely not.
You did
not.
Get asked.
I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Like, when was it? 3 years ago? Like, yeah, 2000 and... I can't even remember. 19, maybe?
2019.
What season was that? Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I don't know, but I have been with my now husband for 10 years.
Oh,
so
right.
It's been pretty non-negotiable for a while there.
Okay.
I nearly did. I thought about it.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
How badly do I want a Range Rover? And then if I were to have said yes, and I was telling you that I was going on next season. I go on next season, and what one piece of advice would you give to somebody was going on it next year?
That makes sense. Sorry.
I would say stay true to yourself. Don't try and be anyone you're not. And just be true to yourself and go in there with an open mind. You know, it's, you know, you could find someone, you might not. Just go in there with an open mind and just stay true to yourself and just enjoy it as much as you can. Because it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It really is, isn't it?
Unless you're Adam Collard and you get two.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. How did you get two?
That's mental.
Would you go back in if, like, not pretending Tasha doesn't exist, not that she doesn't exist?
No, I don't think I would. I've done it now. And I'm 27. Yeah. Nah, I need to move
on.
True.
Yeah. It does get weird if you go in too old.
If I went in, like, 28, 29, nah.
Yeah, it's a bit, because I always think 30-year-olds going in and you've got 19-year-olds, I'm like, it's just a bit weird.
Yeah.
What have you really got in common on the outside? In there, you can probably find a bunch.
That's so true, because some people were 18, someone was 8, who was 18?
No, Gemma was 19, I think she was
the youngest. That's so young, and God. 20,
I was 27, and I was like, not that I even tried, but just I would.
That's weird,
Yeah, outside, what would you'd have to know?
I think Davide, because Davide was with Gemma.
Yeah.
At the start, and I think coming out, I saw like comments of like that's wrong, like 27 and 19-year-old, and I was like, yeah, shit, I didn't even think about that.
Well, you don't in the villa because it's not really your responsibility to ask those questions because it's, and this is a really like brutal, like gross way of saying it, but you are kind of all given to each other. It's like fair game. It's just kind of like, well, it's a free for all.
Yeah.
And it's not really like you don't, you know, in the real world, if you were out clubbing, you'd probably ask some consent related questions or whatever and like age and like feel it out, but in the villa it's kind of like, well, the producers have put us all in here, so it must be fine, but actually it's kind of like, right, but I remember because I didn't even watch it and I saw a lot of those comments at the beginning, but like, these age differences are just like
a bit weird.
I think my mum was saying it, she was getting a bit worried for Gemma.
What's like a decade?
She loves it.
it's a lot.
The games end now when you're out though, and like you and Tasha seem really happy.
Just loving life at the moment with her, so it's all good.
Aww, really happy for you. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thank you.
Should I Delete That is part of the Acast Creator Network.